I am in a place where it's called Lenaway, and this building been shut down already before, and it's because it's not in livable condition. So, and they got us over here. It's like 100-something women, one microwave. It's dirty as fuck over here, and they got us like in cubicles, but we're not supposed to be over here. And then it's like we don't have no ice, we don't have no fans. We don't have anything, and we under these conditions, and like we only over here because either one of our bunkies tested positive, so we're like close contact, and it's dangerous. It's still dangerous. They just put me in the bed where a lady tested positive in the bed that I'm in, and they didn't wipe it down or nothing. They just put me right in that bed. So the other four bunkies was mad. Like, why the fuck would they put you in that same bed? The lady just tested positive. They just moved her out and just moved you right in. I'm like, yeah, and that's how I could catch it. Now, I can't catch it again. I caught it twice, and each time was more dangerous than the next. And they don't care. Like, right now, this we're not supposed to be locked in. We're locked in this building. This is a fire hazard. There's no way in. I mean, yeah, nobody can come in, nobody can go out, unless you got a key. This is so crazy. We need this place to be shut down, like, now. There's a petition, and we need 1,500 signatures to get this place, Woman in Huron Valley, shut down. And when I told a lot of these women, they were scared, like, I don't know if I want to do that, because where are they going to move us? I'm like, I don't care where they move us, as long as they move us to livable conditions. Like, we're dying here from all this black mold. And they're scared. They still don't want to go. They like, well, I'd rather be here than going up north and I can't see my family. I'm like, well, you would rather be able to go see your family when you go home and not be told you got 6 months to live because you stayed in this mold all that time.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.